And welcome to this episode
of 1010 Would Recommend.
Yes, it is me, it is I, it is she, Talani. I don't know why I said that so aggressively. Sorry. It is me, it is I, it is she, Talani.
And it is me, it is I, it is she, Gina.
How are you, Gina?
I'm doing really, really well. Very excited for this episode.
Okay.
Mainly because I already know what's going to happen because we just recorded it.
No. There's something I really want to talk to you about. So there is a documentary on Netflix and it's on Shania Twain.
Yes.
Shania Twain of Let's Go Girls. And every time she says that, I feel like there's not a thing I cannot do.
Mm.
I want to kick down the doors.
Yeah. You want to kick down that glass ceiling.
Woo, let's go, girls.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life that I wore a white shirt and like men's shirts because I just thought it was a cool thing to do. Anyway, in the documentary, there was a bit where they talk about her best friend stealing her husband.
Gosh, have mercy.
This is a fact.
No, I know.
It's not something I made up.
No, I know.
And I wanted to bring that up to you.
And I can't stand you.
No. I just wanted to ask, if that was something that happened to you, how would you react? Because from the documentary, Shania Twain was just like, yeah, it was really painful, but everyone's still alive. And I just don't understand that.
Yeah, that must have been a lot of therapy for Shania to have come to that conclusion.
I don't think you ever get over that.
No, because Shania's best friend stole her man. Well, mm-hmm. they got to get her man...
And her best friend got together.
And then who is Shania's
man? But apparently Shania is now with the best friend's man.
That's what I'm trying to say. Because I feel like you left that bit out.
But she only did that out of spite.
They did swapsies. So what my question to you now, back to you now, sister, is this. If your best friend stole your man, are you taking your best friend's man?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
So what petty thing would you do? Because I know you would do something petty.
Oh, I would. I was trying to say things that would be legal. I would like, they will both have really bad lives. Like, I would go out of my way to make sure they don't have good lives.
Right.
Like, do you know there's some people like leave it to God? I wouldn't leave it to God at all. I would deal with that situation myself and I would ruin them.
Really?
Yeah, I would go out of my way to ruin them.
Gosh.
I'll never forgive it.
Oh, no. Forgive?
Yeah, I'll never forgive it. Like, you... Because people are like, oh, forgive, and then they link it with forget.
No. I would never... The thing is, I would forgive... Does that imply that you're supposed to speak to them again? No.
I'll never let it rest.
No.
Like, so...
And everyone who is... Nobody can be friends with them
anymore. Nobody can be friends with them. Like, they have to lose all of their friends. Like, it's over. We should have a TV show based on all the worst affairs. I know it feels really triggering, but I think there's something really interesting about finding out people's affairs.
Yeah.
Because there's like people that have affairs and no one knows until that person's died and their funeral and both their families turn up.
Oh my God, because there's always something scandalous. I tell you something. I saw a TikTok, and this ain't even about affairs, but it was of this person who was like doing like a regular speech, and then they started talking about how like the person who died, they'd been poisoned by their children and all this other stuff.
And at the funeral,
and it came out at the funeral. And let me tell you something, affairs, all that kind of stuff, it always comes out at funerals. And I'm telling you something, Jamaican funerals are notorious for it. Notorious for it.
Okay, so now we're talking about the dead.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stand on talking negatively of the dead?
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
No, I wasn't. I know, I saw it in your eyes.
My mouth was quivering.
I saw it in your eyes. I know exactly what topic you've been trying to avoid. I know it. And I'm doing very well to not talk about it.
You're doing fantastically.
So how do you feel about speaking badly of the dead?
Well, I think it's fair game.
Jeez.
Look, here's the thing. If you're a prick in life, you're a prick in death. I don't care. I hate when people say, oh, you can't speak ill of the dead. Huh? So they're not going to beat me. They're dead.
Are you not scared?
Of what?
I don't know.
No.
I am so scared of something happening.
The thing is, it's not like if it's someone died and they're nice.
Yeah, you're not making things up about them.
Exactly.
They were not a nice person.
If I'm saying the truth.
And then they died.
Yeah, and they died. They're still not a nice person. And they'll pay for that in death. Shout out God. And at Jesus. And at the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's how I feel about when... Oh, I don't know if I can say it, but I'm going to say it. It's how I feel about when, like, people are not nice, but they've got, like, mental health issues and everyone's like, sorry. But it's like, yeah, but they're still a prick. Like, I understand what they're going through. God, they're not a nice person.
God.
I think we're not allowed to say it. This is horrible.
Fucking hell. The whole studio is finished.
Sorry. And that's the thing. Why is it so taboo to talk about? Like, some people are really not nice people regardless of what's happening to them.
It's true. No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Okay, to the interview.
So Talani and I had the absolute pleasure of interviewing two of the cast from Fate the Wink Saga. It was such a fun interview. We laughed a ton. So let's take it away and give it to them.
It's the mic in your face that makes you want to sing.
I know.
Are you going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do it. No.
I'm a great singer. I've realised that about me.
Yeah? Oh, well then. Maybe you should.
How lately did you realise?
<Yeah. laughs> That is a great question. That is such a good question, because often when I say it, people just dismiss it. But
they're not asked.
Exactly. They don't ask the deep dive questions. Yeah, I feel like if I'd realised this earlier, I would be Beyonce. Yeah. I wouldn't be here on a podcast.
You're not even the talent here. Like, we've actually got talent with us, but you're talking about how you could have been Beyonce.
This is not a conversation. I'm sorry,
honestly,
guys.
I feel like the world has lost out.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What a somber way to start.
There's still time for tonight. Yeah, there's still time. Why don't we introduce our guests?
Yes, let's. The actual talented people in the room.
Yeah, please. So very, very excited because today on the podcast we have Elliot Salt, who plays Terra in Fate the Wink Saga, and we have Hannah van der Vestazen, who plays Stella. So today when we record this, this is the launch day of Fate the Wink Saga Season 2.
How are you feeling?
I don't know. It's really weird because we watched it a bit ago. And
do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
You didn't sound sure, actually, Elliot.
No, obviously, of course. I'm just like...
Shut up! What is happening? Did you like it?
Of course, I loved it. It's great. It's beautiful. Everyone's incredible. I guess just today, I'm like, oh, I hope everyone's nice to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So my answer was more tension about myself, not about the show, which is, of course, brilliant.
Mm. Yes.
I feel like ever since I started working on and for the internet, I've always been told, like, don't read the comments. What's your vibe when it comes to your launch days? Are you, like, avoid the comments, or are you someone who's like, I'm just going to take a little peek, even though it's
I'm of course take a peek. Yeah. You?
Oh, if I was a cat, curiosity, I'd be dead.
Absolutely. No. But then I'll read, like, one thing and then I'll be like, so upset.
And you're ruining your whole day as well. Yeah.
Wow. But I do find it quite funny. I was telling Elliot before how I read a comment on a YouTube video that said the Americans are beautiful and the English look like potatoes. And I was like, I want someone to crochet that and then hang it on my wall.
Potato.
Yeah.
I will crochet that for... No, you know who's really good at crochet? It's Paulina.
Oh, yeah, this is so true.
Yeah, Paulina could crochet.
Is it crochet that I mean? No, not crochet.
No, but amazing if she does like a banner in crochet to hang over your door. I think that'd be
what
great.
What did I mean, though? What's that?
Embroidery.
Called? Embroidery. Yeah.
That's it.
That guy, we cleared that up. Yeah, we've gone to a pretty edgy place early on in this podcast.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I do like it a lot. I mean, this season feels like big timey because we're not in lockdown. Mm-hmm. You can be outside and doing interviews, and there's a massive billboard of the show.
Yes. On Tottenham Court Road.
We've got to go see that.
Yeah.
Every time I've been, it's been broken.
Awkward.
But everybody else has seen it.
How does it feel to be on a billboard? I mean, three of us in this room know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why I showed it to you.
That was actually one of the most hurtful things you've ever done.
It was like
a company.
The Beyonce.
I'm an awful person.
Yeah. Yeah. Not on the Beyonce thing.
Okay, so two of you know. How does it feel?
It's so cool. It's really exciting.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It all just feels very surreal. Like, it's just a bit of a mad fever dream, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I'm excited for us to actually see it.
Yeah, me too. I think I'll believe it when I see it.
It doesn't really feel real.
I've seen it. It's great.
Yeah, it is great.
You come
really
out the station
cool.
and you see it straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first thing you see. It's huge.
Honestly, I've just had, like, people I went to high school messaging me being like, are you in drag on a screen in Tottenham Court Road? And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
How is that now, like, old people coming back? Is it everybody you welcome? Or is it some people like, honestly, never message me again?
I haven't had much of that, have you?
I've had a fair few. Mm. But also I'm just like, this is so funny. We're all grown up adults. And yeah, I'm playing a 17-year-old, but I'm much older than that in real life. that I'm like, oh yeah, it's a bit like when we knew each other. It just all feels very silly and full circle and quite nice, actually.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's good.
In
yeah.
season one, I had a someone who used to be mean to me message me.
Oh, really? Try and be nice. That's, what did they say?
Oh, I love a good bit of that.
I actually, and I'm very proud to say this, don't remember.
Yes, that's absolutely. Because you're too busy to remember.
Yeah. a full adult as well. yes, that was quite pleasing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I love moments like that.
Yeah, yeah. I do too. It's always
absolutely great.
When I get my billboard,
you will know.
I'll know what that's like.
People
but
still
for now,
you.
Though. So for those who are listening who may not have seen Fate the Wink Saga, can you give us a quick rundown of what the show is and what to expect in season two? I know you're probably very well versed in doing this by now in all your interviews.
Oh, wow. What a setup.
Yeah. Still, internally, am I panicking?
100%.
Take it away, Elliot.
The day before we came to press, we were texting each other like, what happened again?
How long ago did you film this?
Ages ago.
Over a year.
Oh, it was different times.
Yeah.
When was it? It was, yeah.
Oh, it was a year ago pretty much now, actually.
That we finished.
Of course you don't know what happened.
Yeah. I mean, we also did watch it.
It is your show.
It is your show. It is the script you read, but I completely understand that you don't know what happened.
It was genuinely so nice. I will do a recap in a minute, but it genuinely was so nice to watch it because we do like a read through and then everybody goes off and does their own thing. It's much more separate this season. Yeah. So it was really nice to be like, oh, that's what Leash was up to.
Oh my gosh, me and White, look at that stunning romance Precious is having.
Really nice. Anyway, so Fate the Wink Saga. It's about a school for fairies called Alfea. And the main character is a fire fairy called Bloom, but she's grown up in human world,
yes,
in normal people land.
In LA.
And so it's in California, yeah. And she's very surprised, obviously, to learn that she's a fairy. So she comes and makes a nice group of friends who are all fairies. And then it's about like their love lives and their friendships and all of the normal things that happen to you when you're a teenager. But there are also monsters outside the school and the history of the school and lots of threats.
That's
coming
brilliant.
At them.
You
that
did great. Really well.
You did very well on there. That was really good. So the first episode of the second season starts with two people making out in the woods. I don't want to spoil anything.
Mm. Yeah.
When will we learn? Nothing good happens when you do anything of sexual. Yeah. Anything that resembles sexual.
Don't have sex in the woods.
In the woods, in the park, nothing good.
Why'd you make a mark, Talani?
Because I didn't grow up in an area with woods. We had parks. Nothing good ever happened. And I'm sick of school. Stay in school, firstly. Secondly, stop doing things in the forest or in the park. I promise you, it never ends well.
I know.
What makes it horny when you're in there as a teenager in a forest or park? Do you remember?
this came straight to us.
I haven't been a teen. You guys have played a teen recently.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't been in the teen world for about, seven.
How old are you?
Don't you dare, because you are going to be younger than us.
Yeah, you're probably I'm 33.
Okay.
I'm lying.
Well, I'm not.
You're probably going to be, 30.
Wow, so many dragons. So early on. I'm so sorry.
So many friendships being ruined.
Like you do look younger than me, and that's a shame considering I play a 17-year-old.
Yeah, it's really true.
It's okay, it's fine. What is it like playing a teenager though when you're not a teenager? Like, is there much to do in terms of...
Like it's slightly humiliating. But mostly it's really fun.
Right.
Season one, because my character was like the epitome of like teen hating yourself, insecurity and panic. So it was kind of stressful to go back into that zone. Mm. But this year she's really kick-ass, so it's really fun.
Sure.
Just get to have a bit of a spring in my step.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pretend I've taken less vitamin.
Absolutely. I feel like for me, Stella is so far away from who I was as a teenager. Stella is a terror. Mm. And I was not a terror, I was just horrible. Mm. And I feel like I was terrorized. I was terror, actually.
Yeah.
So it really feels kind of full circle to be like, oh, look, I'm getting to play the bully now. Yeah. But also being like, oh, wow, the bullies are really unhappy, weren't they? So that's quite nice. But I think there is something about like sitting in that age and being like, I'm so glad I've grown up and that life gets better.
Absolutely.
You do not want to peak at 17. Yeah. Yikes.
That is so true.
So
what were you like as a teenager?
I think like quite a flustered clown.
That's a great way to put it. I love the description of you as a child, though.
Which
is just like Victorian ghost child.
Yeah. I had a real earnest, lots of reading, not a lot of sunlight vibe.
Oh, right, okay.
And then I realised that people, after some like strong suggestions that my personality sucked from my peers,
It's just brutal, isn't it?
Being young is so horrible. But then I went to high school and I was like, maybe if I am funny, people won't notice that I'm not very cool. And it kind of worked.
Funny always works.
Yeah, so absolutely. I really lent into that for the whole of high school and actually did all right. Mm. Like I really survived quite well.
Yeah.
What were you like, Gina?
Yeah.
What was I like as a
teenager?
Yeah, I went down the funny route, I feel.
Did you? Again?
Yeah. And yeah, just funny. I think I was like quite insecure. I felt very uncomfortable because like I was tall and I was bigger than everyone. Now it doesn't matter because like everybody's grown up and like everybody, we've all gone through puberty and it's fine.
Yeah.
But when you start going through puberty when you are 11, 10,
you're wearing so early bras
in year five. Mm. You're like, oh.
But the thing is, there's always the other kids being like, wish I had boobs. Like,
Exactly.
No one is actually ever happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just chose to be a fighter. I was like, if I can beat you up, nobody can do anything to me.
Really?
Yeah. And that was my vibe. I was just like, I'm just going to fight everyone.
Yeah.
And then no one can mess with me. Because when I first came, I was way younger, I wasn't a teenager yet. I had an accent because I'd come from Nigeria.
Mm.
And I was just like, well, we're going to have to fight everyone. Anytime someone mugs me, I was like, well, you're getting beaten up as well.
Add it to the roster. Yeah, another one, thank you.
Why do they keep coming? Word was not getting out.
Did you not ask the last person?
Oh my gosh.
How dare you mock my African heritage? You're getting beaten up too.
Did it work?
Yeah, by teenage times, I was queen of the jungle.
Yeah,
absolutely, no doubt.
Yeah. I actually love that story.
You wouldn't mess with you.
Yeah. I feel like still now, Talani's like, I'm going to beat you. I'm like, you are 6 inches shorter than I am. Oh gosh. All right, let's talk a little bit about the storyline this season. I'm going to speak first with you, Hannah, because I was super shocked at the budding friendship between Stella and Bellatrix.
Beatrix.
This season.
Why do you call it Bellatrix?
I don't know.
That's Harry Potter, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah, but it's got magic. Yeah, okay,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never watched Harry Potter.
And they've got some similarities.
I know. I've never watched Harry Potter. I know.
That. How does that go down with people? Do people have very strong reactions to that?
Bear in mind, she's a fighter. Let's remember.
Yeah. That's why people are like, that seems like a great choice. Wish I'd never seen it myself.
What? You've never seen it? And we used to work together at a place called BuzzFeed that was it was people's personality traits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Genuinely. Yeah. And then we had to go to... So one time, right, we hit all of our goals. Sorry, this still pisses me off till this day.
Absolutely.
We hit all of our goals, yeah, and they were like, as a treat, we're going to take you to fucking Harry Potter land. Why is that treat?
Everyone else loved it, though.
Why is that treat? Why would that make me happy? I was like, can I not have the day off? I don't want to go to Harry Potter land.
Absolutely not.
And then we all went off to Harry Potter land, and then they made me do a quiz to find out what house I belonged in. Turns out I was a Slytherin.
Unsurprisingly.
Likes to beat people up for fun. Yeah.
But anyway, this fairy show.
That's so good.
Just you being so like, good. Why are there so many fucking owls?
No. What is going on here? And a train. And we also take pictures next to a train. We see trains every day. We use the train to get here.
All right. So going back to... This is what I have to do constantly.
I'm really sorry.
Going back to the show.
Yeah.
That friendship between Stella and Beatrix, did you see that coming? Because I did not. I mean, I love it. It's like one of my favourite parts of season two, but did you see that coming?
I really wanted them to have some sort of relationship because I think there was like so much growth that could come from these two evil, bad characters or whatever coming together and attempting to find humanity in each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure I mean, there's loads of other options and ways that the scene, that this series could have panned out for Stella, but I do actually think it was the most intelligent way of getting her to look at herself properly. I think also the breakup of... Oh, am I allowed to talk about spoilers?
Go for it, babe. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It's spoiler alert. Out a week.
Yeah.
It would have been out a week. If you're a real fan, you would have seen it all. So
sorry, I've got a really gross cough as well. So that is perfect for a podcast. But yeah, so I think the breakup of a friendship would be really difficult to negotiate in the Wink Suite.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see that portrayal, because it's definitely something that happened to me when I was growing up. And God, it, like, some friendships I mourn for far longer than romantic relationships.
Yeah.
I think it's a really, really beautiful, delicate look at that. But yeah, I saw that someone made a petition for Stella Trix as like a couple.
Yeah.
After season one. So I had a hunch that that could occur.
Mm.
Give the people what they want, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're eating good tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Good on that content.
Yeah.
Elliot, for you, because, you know, Tara, I love Tara so much. Love Tara. And this season, you know, a lot of it is about Tara's coming out journey. There's a beautiful scene that breaks my heart where, like, Tara is telling the rest of the Wink Suite and you have that, like, group hug, and then it's like, oh, this is actually really nice, actually. Just really, really sweet. I'd love to know from you, like, playing that scene out, and even for you as well, being part of that scene and, like, those that storyline, what was it like? Like, did you enjoy, like, just tell me your experience.
It was really lovely to do, and it was the scene I was, like, most looking forward to doing because it feels like such a big, special thing to get to do, to do a story like that, especially such a sweet character.
So and sweet.
I just love it for her. And also, I kind of, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've been saying this all week, but, like, I so wish that that had been a thing that was on TV when I was growing up, and it's really nice to now be that, like, beyond nice. So it was really lovely. And I kind of wasn't really nervous to do it because I was like, well, this is fine. I know what this is.
I've been here.
And then on the day, I was actually quite...
I
felt the anxiety of having to do it. And I'm like, I'm not super, like, method actor type, which I'm sure the viewers will be shocked to hear. but it really got me, and it was like, I think it made it more rewarding, but I really felt that kind of, oh my God, what's everybody going to think of this? Yeah. It kind of bled into the nerves of the scene, and the it was really cool. It was so nice to have you there.
Oh my gosh, it was so emotional as well. Really, like, all of us really felt it. And I think there's a lot of, like, queerness within the show, and also, like, for myself and for other people in the cast, like, it just, it felt so lovely to see the story that we wish we'd all have when we were growing up, and also genuinely being like, hey, look how much we all love each other and how much community there is in this. It was really, really, really special.
And I'm really glad they kept the shot in where I go to the window and I look back at you. It's
There was no way Brian was going to get away without us being like, oh, are we going to make this about
this
us?
This is about us, though,
Sorry, this is about
very much about
the
Hannah and Elliot.
Absolutely, thank you. Oh my gosh, of course.
Does that community translate outside of the show? How does everyone get on? Do you guys get to see each other and spend time together and all of that?
Since we wrapped, I don't think we've gone a week without seeing each other once, if not
twice. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Really sweet. I was going to say, have we been on holiday, but we have together.
We have.
Multiple times. So that would be the only time. Yeah,
and I literally have a pitch for you today about going on holiday together again.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
For real.
We see each other all the time. Yeah. And then we see, like, the English people get to see each other a lot.
Yeah, of course.
And we got the Americans flew over last week. It was so nice to see them.
They're still here. We're seeing them today.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
It's just lovely. Like, the friendship is really authentic, and I do think that tracks on the show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, that's so
It would
nice.
Be so hard to do if we did it.
I know.
Yeah.
Because you hear cast members that absolutely hate each other.
Yeah.
Do you know, Desperate Housewives lot hate each other?
Do they?
Yeah, apparently. A lot of, they just didn't like each other. Yeah, like, it's been, like, well documented.
Oh my gosh, it's like Sex in the City.
Yeah, they don't
really
like each other either. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I actually really live for that.
Do you?
Yeah, there is a very perverse part of me that's like, yeah, go on.
You would not live for it if it was us, though.
Oh, no, because we'd be terrified of conflict. Absolutely. I'd literally, like, lie on the floor and be like, tickle my tummy, we'll be fine.
But it's so nice. I think it's because it feels so, like, especially when we're in lockdown, we're sort of, like, put into these flats, and it's like we are actually at boarding school.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So it's very, very helpful that we all get on. Otherwise, it would be.
And also, past impressive. The point of just like getting on, like, we'll genuinely really enjoy sharing like time with each other.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We'd spend there was a all night, the extra time.
There was a night where we were just learning to waltz in my flat. Oh, I drank a lot of wine first, obviously. And
we made it sound sort of...
they're not 17 in real life.
No, they are.
Just to clarify.
That was really important to say.
Just
in case that wasn't on video.
I feel like you made that waltz story sound like there were other people in the flat, but just to be really clear, me and Hannah on our own learned to waltz together.
Who brought it up? Who said, let's try?
I just think it organically happened.
I was going to say, it's because we walked past some people salsaing and we both went, look at us, of course we can't salsa.
We tried, we were just bad.
Yeah. Like, we can do it, we just can't do it. Ben at all well. Yeah. And then we were like, we'll attempt a waltz.
Yeah.
And which is both, more sincere and more on brand for us.
We both did it at drama school as well.
Okay. Yeah. So did you put a YouTube video on or did you just freestyle it?
Well, it was both of us trying to remember how we'd learned to do it.
Okay.
So I think we've created a sort of hybrid version of the waltz.
Of salsa and the waltz.
Yeah. Which
we'll teach
we're
going
to be launching
soon.
Please,
yeah. I would
love
really
that.
Love to learn.
Get some wine then.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really mind. I would just love to learn.
Oh my God.
I need to learn.
I've always wanted to ask this because I think it's fascinating. Because I've seen some of the behind the scenes shots before things like the VFX what is it like filming the magic and the powers without the actual...
Without the magic and the powers,
real stuff when it's done.
Yeah.
Is it awkward? How cringe is it? Is it cringe at all? Maybe it's not. Because you're all doing it.
Is acting cringe altogether?
Oh, do you know what? Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. Yeah. Big time. Yeah. I don't think the VFX are the most cringe stuff we do on the show.
Definitely not. Oh my God, no way.
Absolutely not. That sounded really, really shady.
Not me asking you to rank the cringe stuff.
But now we're here, from top to bottom. What's the most cringy thing that we do?
But I think VFX-wise, it's just really fun because it's like when you're playing when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Really a laugh. I think it would be. I think you said this in an interview, so I'm just going to completely steal your answer.
Oh my God, please do.
It would be cringy if you were like trying to look... sexy, well,
yeah, for sure. You've got to just commit just and absolutely,
yeah, you've got to leave that behind out the door straight away, which is hard because terror is such a sex symbol.
You know what? You say that, but I actually think she is now. That big dyke energy, absolutely stunning. Those docks lifting up off
the nothing has ever been camper.
We genuinely were like, being like, what are the campus moments in the show?
Yeah.
That's one of the, I would actually argue that could be the campus moment in the show.
The docks lifting off the floor.
Yeah. As you rise into your transformation, of course.
I would say, but also anytime you do this.
Yeah, it's a podcast, but...
Sorry, anytime Hannah does magic by twisting their hand, like turning on a light.
Yeah, really. And you best believe that just came from panic. Months of preparation. But those sort of moments, like, you're like, this is so silly and fun.
Yeah.
And also I'm like, oh, it's not actually going to look... Like, what's going to be there?
Yeah, they'll make it look good.
And then it looks good and you're like, oh, wow.
Mm.
You underestimated the power of people being highly, highly talented at their job.
Yeah.
And it's a nice surprise for you guys as well to watch it. Like, oh, this is what they did with it.
Yeah.
As well, that's quite nice. Yeah.
They showed us for the transformation, they showed us like a little Sims version of what they were going to do.
Oh, so wow.
Which was amazing, but very unflattering.
Yeah, very unflattering. Wow.
So it was really nice to see it done now. We all look fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
Fantastic. Not like the broken
The wind
Sims.
Machine does wonders.
That actually reminded me, when you do the hand movements, does somebody tell, do you just make them up? Are you just making them up? How did you decide what your hand movements were going to be?
I had a session with someone who was like, how do you want to do it?
What was their job title?
Movement director, I think.
That hand specialist. That tracks.
Oh, wait, it's a bit more exciting. Like a hand gesturer.
I know. Maybe that's what she's moved into.
Yeah.
Consultant.
She wasn't at high level yet.
Absolutely. That's what happened. And now I do some version of that.
That's interesting. I just remember seeing a clip of, you know, in Marvel, obviously, like they have to do that. And I'm like, how do you decide? Anyway, thanks for letting me know.
I think just panic on the day.
Right,
panic
okay.
on the day,
see what happens. For sure. And then I saw Eve Best, who plays Dowling, doing like a really cool, very like simple move. And I was like, why have I gone for like absolutely a scream in a hand movement? Like, what the fuck? I'm so disappointed.
That's very her as well, to do really chic.
Very chic.
Very chic. Hannah, you recently, although it would have been ages ago now when you were actually, but you recently appeared in another Netflix show. Sandman. I won't speak too much about that because Sandman, we can recommend it, but we're talking about fate, okay? Related to just appearing in other things, if either of you could choose another Netflix show to guest star in,
I think we're just going to say the same one.
Oh, are we?
Oh, what are you saying?
What would you say?
I don't know. I've got all of the ones that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that's
sprung into my head.
That's what I was going to say. What, one of the ones that you said earlier.
Yeah, which one?
I would love to have a little cameo in Russian Doll.
Yeah, ooh. I would. Yeah, that's what I would want.
Russian Doll is one of my favourite Netflix shows ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Russian Doll would be the one I'd want to be in.
Yeah.
Imagine maybe getting a scene with Natasha Lyonne.
Oh, God. No, neither of us would make it out alive.
No.
We'd have heart attacks or swoon.
We'd die how they live. Yeah.
honestly.
No, that would be incredible.
Yeah,
I think that
would be great.
But it would also be fun to be in one of those fun animations.
Yes, which also we both love.
Yeah. Mm. Disenchantment. That'd be sick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you don't get to meet anyone on the animation. You kind of go in and go, ooh, or whatever.
Maybe you're
That was my official audition for Disenchantment.
Yeah, that's audition.
Maybe you just get to meet at the premiere of it. And you won't know who's who until someone does their voice. That's
true. And judging by that, I think I'd be one of the like tiny little what are the little
elves?
The ones that are underground where they find them and they've like they're like trolls.
The elves.
The little troll elves. That would be me.
Yeah, you'd be great as well.
What'd you be in, Gina?
I would definitely want to guest star in Sex Education.
Oh, you'd be great.
Do you know what I mean?
I can see that for you.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Yeah, I can too. Main
cast. Who would you be? Yeah, who would you be in Sex Ed? Would you be a new character? Or would you embody a character that already exists?
That's a really good question. Just get ready for that billboard. I think I would be like a new main character. I don't know, like somebody, a new kid in the school. I don't know. I feel like I'm dressed like a child.
This is very sexy.
It is.
Do you know what's so funny? There was a picture of me and Gina wearing matching dungarees, right?
Stunning.
And then we both matched and we both had dungarees on. And then years later, I said something about Beyonce on the internet, which I don't know why I did that.
It's good you said more about Beyonce.
Do I know this story?
I don't know if you do. And then her stans dropped that picture that we put into like, and they were like, "You're one to talk, you blob." Picture, because I think I said like, "Oh, Beyonce can't actually really dress," and then they brought up that picture, and they were like, "Well, you're one to talk, you."
You blue Peter.
You blue Peter. Potato wearing girl. Don't you be wearing ass, bitch.
Blue Peter was extremely specific.
But you, come on, you know I love a dungaree.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I want to be buried in dungarees too.
Of course. My tux dungarees.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
So, obviously, every episode we ask our guests to recommend something that they've watched recently on Netflix or that they want to recommend generally on TV. Yeah. So, what would you, Hannah and Elliot, recommend?
So from Netflix, Russian Doll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
choice.
Good.
Yeah.
And then did you say I could do a general one?
Do you know what, babe? Go on.
Can I?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want a series 3?
I do, yeah.
No, joking.
Yeah, no. Disenchantment, Big Mouth. Sex Education, don't know if you've heard of it.
Maybe we'll talk about the non-Netflix one after.
I'd
love to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, just how bad rubbish it is.
Yeah.
Every other streaming site is
Disney Plus who? We hate
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. We're never watching
Amazon
like
Prime
that.
Or Amazon Crime. Am I right?
Thank you. Amazon criminally bad TV shows. I think it's the full name, actually.
It's not. That was so bad. I'm so sorry. As you were.
Oh, my God.
We need to end this.
Yeah. Really good.
Have a tell us. Do you have any others?
I've been watching The Future Of, which is like 20-minute little individual documentaries like about the future of different concepts. So like the future of life after death, the future of dogs, the future of gaming, fashion, like all of these things. They're 20 minutes long. I love a documentary. That's really good on Netflix.
I can't believe you just pulled that classic recommendation.
Yeah,
we got here and I was like, oh, I don't know what to say. Like maybe like one of those comedy animations. And I was like, yeah, I've never watched anything. I don't know. This.
Okay, but my other recommendation is Young, Famous and African. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Oh my God, I just started. It's so
isn't it great how no one's young?
Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful.
None of them.
It's also just so chaotic, like everyone's reactions to everything.
Oh my God, do you want some gossip? So do you know Ellie, who's with Two-Face?
Yeah.
He's got another woman pregnant again.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love it. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. I googled if there's going to be a season two. There was. I was literally saying, like, I will invest in season two if there's an opportunity.
As if that got commissioned before us.
I know. No, of course it did. Bring it back. Oh, it's very, very good. So that.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Both ends of the spectrum there, actually.
Yeah.
And I love that.
This was an amazing... I wish we could have gone on for ages, but this is going to be a true arsehole to edit.
So
really good, though. So fun. Thank you so much,
Thank
Hannah
you
Elliot.
So much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Oh, I loved them. They were really
that
nice.
That was so
they?
Nice.
Yeah, that was really great. So Fate the Week Saga is out now. That's the homework. If you haven't watched it, give it a try. Both Hannah and Elliot are fantastic in it. And yeah, love them. What would you recommend this week, sweet Talani?
This week, I'm recommending a film.
Okay.
It's called Look Both Ways.
Oh, I love that.
And
I
watched this film twice. It's a really easy watch. Mm. Like, really super easy watch. And it's like, yeah, it's basically about this woman who is graduating university.
Yeah.
And it basically tells a story, what happens to her if one thing happened and the other thing didn't. That was a really bad way to explain it.
No, I don't know.
It starts in a scene where she's in a toilet and she does a pregnancy test. So the film kind of goes in between if she was pregnant and had the baby, and if she wasn't pregnant and didn't have a baby to worry about, and kind of what her life would look like according to both ways. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was really nice, smart.
It was really
nice. Yeah, it was just a good film.
It was really nice. And I think also, like, so it stars Lily Reinhart, who, if you've watched Riverdale, that's Betty in Riverdale, the blonde actress. What I really liked about that film is that, like, at the end, she's like, okay, both ways.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really nice message. It's like, you're going to be fine
either
way.
Like, it's fine either way. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lovely, that's a really nice film. Yeah. Good recommendation.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Really, really nice.
And it's got Thingy that was in, the one about the three girls working in the city. She's a journalist.
Ooh. I don't know.
It's also on Netflix, but I can't remember. Do you know her mixed race friend? She's on another TV show on Netflix.
Three girls. Oh, is it? Oh, God.
I can see the artwork. They were in a tube station in evening gowns.
Okay, we're going to have to move on.
Okay, yeah, no.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
We'll put it in the show notes.
That's also a good show to watch.
Yeah. I'm going to recommend a documentary.
Ooh.
And this documentary is called The Most Hated Man on the Internet.
Okay,
did you
I've
watch
seen
that one?
That, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So that one's really, really good. It's about, and I always forget this man's name.
It doesn't matter
because
he's
the most hated man on the internet. But essentially, it's about this guy who created this website that essentially leaked and exposed people's nudes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like around the time. I mean, the internet is still wild, but this is when the internet was like completely the wild, wild west. Like, there was like no community guidelines. Yeah. There was like no restrictions anywhere. This guy could do whatever he wanted. Yeah. And he was getting rich off of the back of humiliating people, largely women.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks to a couple of the victims who were affected by the website, but also one of the victims' mum was like dogging on, like, trying to get this website taken down, mm-hmm. and affect, you know, this guy who was awful. And it's a really, really great documentary. I think it's a 3-part doc, or is it a film? No, is it not a 3-part doc?
I don't know.
Is it a 3-part doc? Okay, yes. So the producer's not going to say. So yeah, I would recommend watching it for sure. It's very good, and it's satisfying in the end because
The bad guy goes down. So this week we are recommending the Shania Twain documentary.
Shania Twain documentary, Look Both Ways, The Most Hated Man on the Internet, and Fate the Wing Saga Season 2.
Yes, get watching, Hans.
And we'll see you, or you'll hear us, next week.
Bye. Bye.